Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Anthony and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and they recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with him. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. I think what's really cool here is Jesus is taking the old laws, right? Jesus has not come to abolish, but to fulfill them. And the reality is that if we were to make a decision, like the old law says against, like killing our brothers, which we know is very bad, that actually doesn't just start there, that we're just like walking around happily and joyfully, and then all of a sudden it's like, time to kill. No. What Jesus is pointing out is more of what happens in our hearts in the process as fallen people, before we sin, he knows what happens in our hearts. He says, but I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. What the Lord's doing here is he's like raising the bar for us. Is it's more than just about avoiding the big sins. It's more than about just doing enough or not doing what you're not supposed to do. It's actually about having a transformed heart that aligns with God the Father. Jesus says, I do nothing that I see. I only do what I see my Father doing. I do nothing apart from the Father. Him and I are one. How is that possible? Well, they're of the same heart and same mind. And this is what he's inviting us into. Is Jesus' heart is always, always ready to reconcile. Jesus' heart is always ready to step into humility and truth, but love above all. I think it's so interesting that it says, before you go to the temple, like, reconcile with your brother. Before you give me anything, I want to make sure that you are clean of heart with the people in your life. I heard this a while ago. I was like, why do we ever do the sign of peace at Mass? It seems like it really doesn't flow with anything else that we do. It's like very, very, very scriptural, very Jesus-centered. Then all of a sudden, it's like, go ahead and shake the hand of the lady in front of you. Well, no, what that's meant to do is to say, before we enter into this sacrifice, we want to make sure our heart's in the right disposition to receive it and to live it. Friends, as Christians, it's one thing to do the things that are outlined for us. It's another thing to live like Jesus and to be like Jesus and to carry his heart into every situation. Because the thing is, we can muscle out trying to do the things that we know we should for a given period of time. But at the end of the day, if we aren't deeply transformed, that's just it. We won't be transformed. We'll be the same person that we want to change from, but simply fighting in tooth and nail to accomplish the same things. I know this is something that I struggle with a lot, is trying to do things on my own. I had a conversation with a priest just a couple days ago, where he very gently guided me to understand kind of my own heart that takes a lot of pride and identity in the work that I do. And it's kind of, and get tricky in ministry because, oh yeah, well, I do ministry. Of course, this is what God wants me to do. This is the best thing. I can hype myself up and feel really secure because I'm doing the things. But at the end of the day, if my heart isn't transformed, I've missed the mark. if I do the right thing, but my heart is still frustrated, there's still a deeper place to go. So today, I just want to invite you to think about those things, whether it's like a sin or something that you think you do really well, and just analyze it and be honest with yourself and say, what's my heart behind doing these things? Am I trying to be good so that others know that I'm good? Am I living out of Jesus' heart, or am I simply avoiding sin? Because friends, he wants so much for us, and it is his heart. That's his desire. This has been a reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Anthony, and I hope you have a blessed day.